and by hold, numb little bug. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia, and it's time for the Fort Knox update. Good morning, Colonel Lance O'Brien.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. Dad joke?
Well, you know what? So I got great teammates that I work with, and I guess we had a couple that were listening last week, and I was, you know, I didn't have my dad joke. So
you were not ready.
I had one sent to me this week.
Okay.
By Eric Pilgrim. And I don't know if it's National Dairy Month or today is National Dairy Day, but I have a dad joke, more of a question that ties into that. See, y'all ready? Okay. So if a cow does not produce milk, is it a milk dud or an utter failure?
Oh! That was good! Is this the same Eric Pilgrim that played in the Sign War with us? No?
No.
We're going to say no. Okay, how many Eric Pilgrims are there? Because that's two clever ones right there that I know.
That's pretty great, though. Well, to all the Eric Pilgrims out there, thank you, because that was great.
All right, now what's going on at Fort Knox?
Well, I'll talk about 4th of July here at the end. Of course, that's coming up. But we do have our Red, White, and Blue 5K that's going to be happening on Friday, July 15th. It starts at 7. It'll be happening at Sam Adams Brewhouse. It'll start in there. And the good thing about this one is it's the Red, White, and Blue, so we expect folks to come out. They're most patriotic. I want to see an Uncle Sam out there running the 5K. But with that, there is a costume contest along with it. I know it's a time-chipped event and so on and so forth, but there is a costume contest, so the most patriotically dressed male, female, and child will be awarded a prize. If you're looking to participate in that, the cost is $20 for ages 13 and older, $15 for ages 5 to 12, and for kiddos less that are 4 or younger, they get to participate for free. This cost does include a t-shirt and a race bib. We'll also provide bottled water and snacks at the location. And as always, if you have any other more, looking for more information or have any questions, just visit our FMWR website.
All right, and back to school splash bash.
So yeah, I've got Nikita here. She is the director of our Devers Middle School and Teen Center, and she's going to be talking about fun with some water.
Good morning. So we have just a little over a month before school is back in session, and Fort Knox Devers Middle School and Teen Center is offering one last hoorah for all military-affiliated youth from grades 6th to 12th grade, and it's our back-to-school bash August 5th from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. midnight. Beat the heat. Enjoy some fun with your friends, a night out at the pool. It's only exclusive to military youth, so the pool will be closed to everybody else, and just the youth who are participating in our splash bash will be at the pool, and it's located in the same parking lot as Devers Middle School and Teen Center. So turn right off of Chaffee Avenue and you'll be right in that parking lot. The event will have free pizza, drinks, water, sports, and we are also having a live DJ participate in our activities. The cost is just $5 per person, and it's again, just for military-affiliated youth. So if your parents are in the military, if your parents work on Fort Knox, contractors through Fort Knox, they are eligible to attend. You don't have to be registered with CYS to be able to attend. We do encourage it so you can participate in our other events, but you do not have to be registered. And we ask that you guys register for the event by August 4th, just so we know who's all coming and what to plan for and how many pizzas to order.
All right. Thank you very much. And 4th of July coming up on Monday.
Yes, it is. So I want everybody to come out on 4th of July and enjoy some fun fireworks, food, you know, live music with us. So we'll, you know, we're kind of known, I guess, locally for our 4th of July bash. We have a pretty good one. So come on out. We guys will have also have a cornhole tournament going on. Things will start around 6. Bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, because we'll be out there on Brooks Field. Just all kinds of fun things to do throughout the night. And I think at 9, we'll be starting our Salute to the Nation, where we'll bring out all the 50 flags and the flags of the territories. We'll have a 51-gun salute, and then fireworks will start probably about 10. So come on out. It's easy to get on the installation. If you're not in the military, it's super easy. Just go online, go to our website, click on the gate information portion of it. You can get a one-day pass, you can get a five-day pass, you can get a one-year pass. Just stop in our visitor center and our security guards out there take care of you.
All right, thanks so much, Colonel Lance O'Brien and Nikita Gavre for the Fort Knox update, and we are Quixie 98.3.